What's wrong with Jesus? It seems in today's gospel that he's just acting so uncharacteristically. I mean, this is the Lord who came down to earth and then suffered and died for the sins of his people, and then he seems to be ignoring. And then what's worse, he seems to even be insulting this poor woman who's coming to speak to him, begging him for mercy. Well, what gives? Well, a good principle in interpreting scripture, but also in just interpreting life, is a person's words and actions, you always need to judge in context of who you know that person to be. So people that I know well, sometimes I can know when they say something and they're kidding, or when they are being very serious, or when they say something that might be a little bit difficult to interpret if I didn't know who they were. And that gives me the key to knowing what they're trying to do in what they say or what they do. Well, it's the same with Scripture. You always interpret the part, what particular verse or passage you're looking at, in the context of the whole. And so here we have this one scene in Jesus' life, but we have to interpret it based on who we know him to be. And who we know him to be is the one who all throughout the Gospels knows the hearts of those he encounters. In the episode right before this one, he was with the Pharisees. And it was a very contentious argument. And he knew that their hearts were hardened. And so he even called them the blind that were leading the blind. He knew that with them, he couldn't draw any faith out because he knew their hearts. And from all eternity, before this Canaanite woman ever walked the earth, Jesus already knew her. He knew her heart, and so he knew how far he can pull her to pull faith out of her. He knows us, and he deals with each of us according to our capacities. St. Teresa of Avila, I believe it was her, she had this quote. She said, God will only ever give you as much as he knows that he can handle, that you can handle. I just only wish that he didn't trust me so much. And that's the feeling that many of us have when Jesus seems to deal with us like he does with this Canaanite woman. But know that he knows the hearts of all. He loves the hearts of all. And so he deals with us according to what he knows that by his grace we can handle. And so in this encounter with the Canaanite woman, what he was trying to do is pull faith out of her so that she can become a teacher to his disciples. The disciples were looking at this interaction and learning, and she became the master professor, the one that was teaching them how we are to handle our encounters with the Lord, but also our encounters with each other. Because here, the scene that is played out is beautiful because it's opposites coming together. A Canaanite and a Jew, a man and a woman. These groups that are often pitted against each other as if we were meant to be in contention. Our Lord says, no, it can't be this us versus them. And so he actually uses this encounter of opposites coming together. He even plays into some of these prejudices. Plays into a little bit of this us and them mentality so that through this Canaanite woman, he could teach his disciples another way. And so she comes to him and she says, have pity on me, Lord, son of David. And how does he respond? With silence. Ooh, we hate it when he does that. But in this encounter, this Canaanite woman teaches the disciples and us three virtues that we need in our relation with the Lord and with each other. First, courage. She has the courage to say something, to cry out, to say to someone who's other than her, have pity on me, Lord, son of David, I need you. But then she has perseverance, right? Our Lord didn't want her to just be courageous, he wanted her to persevere. So when she first called out, he did nothing. He said, I know you can persevere. If I kind of force your hand, you're going to keep calling. And she did. And that's her lesson to us, because with us, in our prayer, how often is it that if we don't get an immediate answer, we say, fine, I guess you don't exist, and I'm just going to leave. But instead, our Lord wants us to persevere. And then she keeps yelling. And the disciples, they grow very annoyed with it, and so they say, Lord, send her away. I mean, she keeps calling out after us. And so he says to the disciples, he says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Here, you see, he's starting to play with them a little bit. He's starting to say, like, hey, yeah, I'm only here for you guys. How's she going to respond? Is she going to buy into this us versus them? Like, oh, I guess I'm one of them, so I'm going to leave now. No, she goes up right up to him, pays him homage, and says, Lord, help me. And then he really starts to test her faith. He says, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. There, this is pretty normal way of speaking about one's enemies. The Canaanites and the Jews, they were enemies. Canaanites called the Jews dogs, and the Jews called the Canaanites dogs. He plays into this so that because he knows her heart and he knows that she's not going to wilt away from this. She's not going to leave in a storm. Instead, she has that beautiful virtue of humility, and she says, like, fine, call me a dog, whatever, but help me. And there she shows the disciples how they are to respond to insult, how they are to respond to this us versus them dynamic, to not let it turn into this contentious thing, but instead say, like, yes, call me what you will, but let's focus on Jesus and the fact that we need him. And so she does. She brilliantly and humbly says, please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. And there we have the moment where she shows us that humility we should have before the Lord. Because the difference between a dog and a human is nothing compared to the difference between us and God. He's creator, we're creatures. Really, the difference between me and my dog, it's not that big. We both like to sleep and eat and just run around and play. But the difference between me and God is enormous, infinite, in fact. And so when I approach him, do I with humility? Or do I treat him as my servant? You do what I want right now, as I want. The Canaanite woman, she shows us. First of all, to break through this dynamic of us versus them, you're my enemy, I won't talk to you, or if I do, I'm going to insult you, you're going to insult me, I'm going to get mad, and that's how it's going to be. No, instead, she goes to the other. She crosses that boundary. But then she teaches us how we are to approach the Lord. With courage, with boldness. Saying exactly what's on our hearts and what we need him to heal. With perseverance, so that if he's silent, we keep yelling, we keep crying out. But then with humility, to where we're not making demands on him, but recognizing, Lord, before you, I'm nothing. But you are my everything. And I need you. So this week I pray that we can have these virtues of courage, of perseverance, and of humility.